our preserve, which is called Southmost Preserve, it's named Southmost because it's the southernmost part of Texas. In fact, on parts of this, you can look north to see Mexico. It's about a 1,200-acre preserve, and the fence has been built 800 acres into the preserve, which really strands about, you know, three-quarters of the preserve south of the fence.
Yeah, so what do you do? I mean, is it something where you can go through the gate, or, you know, do you have to have someone from Border Patrol escort you in, or what? What's the logistics on that?
Well, so many issues, Scott. First of all, the border fence has been built on the property for a while now, but it doesn't have a gate. So right now, it's actually kind of ironic. There's a fence that is impeding all sorts of, you know, it's fragmenting the habitat and creating all sorts of problems, but there's also a 50-foot gaping hole where a gate will ultimately go in. Here's our perspective. From a conservation perspective, we think the value of the property has been completely undermined. One, the fence is fragmented the land so that animals can't move back and forth. We've got some terrific pictures of turtles trying to shimmy their way through the posts on the fence. One thing that people should understand is this preserve is stunningly beautiful. It represents part of the natural heritage of Texas mm-hmm. that can almost not be found anymore. Sable palms, ocelots, all of those things. But in order for it to stay that way, it requires really active land management, and that's what we're struggling with. How are we going to manage land that is sitting behind a fence, including the fact that our preserve manager's house is behind the fence?
Yeah, and I mean, would you expect, you know, when you start to get into the Nature Conservancy arena of things, that you'd end up in the middle of, you know, a border controversy where people will be saying things like, look, we need to have a fence because we need to keep illegal immigrants out, we need to keep, you know, drug runners out of this country, at the same time you're trying to do what you're trying to do there.
Right, and frankly, we've never taken a position on the geopolitics of the situation. Our position is based on a landowner, and the fact that we think the value of the land has been compromised and compromised badly. You know, we've invested over $6 million in this property through its purchase and its ongoing maintenance, but it's also a place where we take donors and supporters so that we can fundraise for other projects around the state. Well, you're not talking about conservation at Southmost Preserve anymore. You're talking about a border fence.
Yeah, well, and this is just an age-old sacred thing, right? In Texas and in the West, private property rights, that's where it's at. And at the same time, people seem to be just as fired up about this border issue.
Yeah, what's interesting about this, part of what's driving the discussion here is the border, it's the alignment. You know, the placement of the fence is just really smack dab through the top part of our preserve. So it puts so much of the preserve behind the fence that it begs the question, what's left? And our position is conservation has been forever undermined in this location.